What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we continue to tell you more about patents. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Yo, Errol, me did talk to the Jaipo people them the other day, you know, and them tell me some things you me never knew about.
Like what?
Them tell me say you can't patent things like methods for performing mental acts and mathematical algorithms or formulas, naturally occurring things, scientific principles, schemes, rules and playing games, methods for doing business, programs for computers, business methods and weapons youth. Me I go make the assistant patent manager Jaipo help me for tell you some of the other thing them. Him say having a patent in Jamaica don't mean say invention or protection are foreign.
You have to get protection in every jurisdiction where you seek to exploit the patent. Meaning that if you want to sell your item in Jamaica, it's advisable that you get protection in Jamaica. Likewise, if you're going to sell it in the United States, it's also advisable that you get protection there.
Well, Simpson,
you don't pay if you apply for the patent, youth.
All right, then. So if somebody have your idea for the next best invention and both of them apply, who will get it? Because I know monkey money thing that, you know.
As long as they have not been in the process of exploiting it or selling the idea, it is usually a situation of first to file. The person who came after would be considered as trying to file an invention that has already been filed for. So even though that person might have been the genuine first inventor.
So brother, God forbid you did while I'm a sort out your thing. What happened?
That one good question in a youth. Listen to what Mr. Wang Sam have to say about that.
If he dies, he can transfer his rights. His rights can be willed to his estate. So the rights transfer from you being the inventor to your beneficiaries.
So if somebody violate a patent like manufacture, reproduce and sell your thing, you ever get protection for
that? What do you mean? Make you sue them next string, is it?
If you have somebody infringing your patent, you can file actions against that person for patent infringement. The documentation that you provide in your specification will be the grounds by which you defend that patent.
You can transfer your patent rights to, you know.
Big man thing.
Yeah, man.
It's absolutely possible for a person to transfer their rights. What an inventor has the rights to do under a patent is that he can license the patent, he can sell the patent, or he can manufacture the patent himself, and he can be the exclusive person to do that to any company or anyone he sees fit to, and sell the rights for any amount of money that he would see fit.
So if you have something revolutionary, you can now sell it for like a million or even $1 billion, youth.
You see it, madam.
Here are some other things to note. A prerequisite to patent approval is the publication by the applicant of a notice of application in the Gazette and a daily newspaper once a week for 4 consecutive weeks. The personnel in government working with patent documents are sworn to secrecy, and no information on a patent application is made available to the public until the patent is issued.
I learned a whole lot about this patent thing still in my youth. I'm glad I did call Jaipa and talk to them. Say now, tell me about your grand invention.
No, youth. My thing that.
Alright, my boss. Do your thing.
We've come to the end of this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.